some of them have gone on to do further employment, some of them have gone on to do apprenticeships or even just come back to further education. For other people who've come through with us, it was social isolation. It was getting rid of that. It was expelling that for them. Kind of thinking, getting them back involved with their communities, getting more interactive with them again, and at the same time then trying to still get them qualifications also.
In some cases you're dealing with people, as you've inferred there, who do have lingering problems, some legacy issues and some personal issues. So to try and tackle that, as well as giving them the capacity and giving them the ability to go on into the jobs market or apprenticeship or further training or whatever, it's an important program in that respect.
It is, definitely, yeah. Well, I mean, like our main goals originally were we were cross-community and cross-border. And we were trying to kind of, you know, getting people to interact and kind of break down any kind of misconceptions and barriers that might be still there. The best way that we thought we could do that was by getting people back into either, you know, further education or employment. Getting them to look in areas that they might never have considered before, and hopefully we can continue going with that.
In terms of extending the funding, you're funded for a limited period. You'll be hoping, obviously, that you can secure further funding to keep this going into the future, whatever may happen politically.
We're very fortunate. We're funded up until we have another 3 years to go anyways with the current funding. But yeah, in the future, once we're finished with those 3 years, programs like this are beneficial. Over 200 people in our first year helped. It does the maths for itself, really.